Hello, and today we'll be discussing red flags in a relationship. When you're in a relationship, it's extremely important that you pay attention to a warning sign. If a warning sign appears to where it's indicating there's a problem, a miscommunication, or that there's going to be a challenge in the future, this is a red flag. If you're on a date with the person and this person talks about themselves all the time and they decided they're going to avoid difficult conversations, if they gossip about their last relationship or their ex and they're withholding affection from you, these are all red flags. Dating red flags can reveal themselves through a negative sign or action from a person, a verbal or physical action, or the hint of a personality flaw from a person is a red flag. I remember being married and my husband showed extreme red flags in the beginning with his miscommunication. He always avoided difficult conversations. He always talked more about himself. He was not really interested in what I had to say. Everything was all about him. The conversation had to always surround him. It was either his way or the highway. If a red flag appears more than once, it's important for you to take notice of this before you continue on with the relationship. Another red flag is if you feel invisible, neglected, or abandoned when you're with them. If you're in love with a person, it's not supposed to be based on the need for approval, but on the need for visibility. This means that when you enter into a relationship with someone, you're supposed to feel visible, like they see you, they hear you. You're supposed to feel appreciated and valued. I can remember being married and my husband showed all types of red flags, but I chose to marry him anyway. And later on in the future, it was not good. And so you want to start making notes of your red flags, because when you're being emotionally or verbally abused, you may not remember. So you may want to go to the store and buy you a journal and just start jotting down what you consider to be a red flag in your relationship. If you are with a person, if you're dating and they spend a lot of time on their phone or they watch TV a lot, or they decide that they're going to abandon you and they're going to hang out with their friends all the time, or if they act like, you know, they're really not into you, this is a red flag. The next red flag is if you're dating someone and they invite you out to a party or to an event and they appear to be present with you and then they decide they're going to walk off. So that's called abandonment. If they disappear and they just kind of leave you hanging in the open and you start feeling lonely, you start feeling like you're out of place and they're nowhere to be found, you can't find him, that's abandonment. That is a true red flag. If they show you little or no respect for your boundaries, when you're dating a person, it is important for each person to respect each other's boundaries. This definitely is the best way to ensure that everyone maintains their freedom and the individuality. One of the most important things concerning the red flag when dating is a lack of respect for the other person's boundaries. It's very important. I can remember dating a guy and he did not respect my boundaries. Whenever I was trying to have like time to myself, you know, I like reading books. He decided to come in the room, stand there with a loud conversation and ignore my time. So with that being said, I consider that to be a part of an emotional and a verbal abuser. Of course, the relationship ended quickly because I paid attention to the red flag. Crossing a person's boundaries is a red flag, but you should never ignore this if you're dating. Another red flag is if they have anger issues. Do you notice that they lash out and they get angry immediately? If the person that you are dating, if they act out as being rude, if they're controlling, or they want to seem superior to others as a sense of entitlement, this could be a symptom of a narcissistic. Narcissistic personality disorders are very strong demonic spirits. And so you do not want to be engaged in this particular type of red flag. Anger management is a really good type of counseling a person can go through if you see that they have anger issues. Anger issues can quickly turn into abusiveness. It can quickly turn into being violent. So I want to encourage you, if this is a red flag in your relationship, that you go ahead and you get you some help or you leave that relationship. Another red flag is if the person easily gets jealous or protective of you. If the person is so jealous and protective, it is a good idea to let a friend or a family member know that this behavior is taking place. If you are traveling somewhere, like to the grocery store, and they are overprotective, overjealous, like, where are you going? And they always want to go with you, I would definitely work on moving on out of that relationship. This is a major sign of an unstable relationship. If they don't trust you, if they question everywhere you go, it's okay if they need clarification. You know, if they just say, well, what doctor? You say you're going to the doctor. Are you going to the eye doctor today? Or are you going to get your back checked out? And you say, oh, okay, I'm going to the orthopedic. That's different, but not where they just kind of always are asking, where you going? Where you going? What time you going to get there? Call me when you get there. That is a red flag. If they are stalking you, that is a red flag. If they stalk you on your job, if they're stalking you at church, if they're stalking you at your front door, that is a major concern. If they're eavesdropping on your conversation, if they answer your cell phone when it rings, if they accuse you of flirting when someone else with someone else, this is a bad sign that you are dating an insecure person. This is a red flag for an abusive relationship. Trust is a big factor. Trust is really important. It's the foundation of you having a healthy relationship. So if you are in a relationship with a person, if you're dating them and they don't trust you, you don't trust them, that relationship is not going to grow into a healthy relationship. It is considered to be toxic. If the person is controlling, manipulative, or abusive, this is a red flag. If you are in a relationship with a person and they're controlling, if they're physically abusing you, if they're emotionally abusing you or verbally abusive to you, this is a red flag. You should leave because staying is not a healthy option for you. If they say you always hang out, you always going away from me, if they complain about your whereabouts, this is a red flag. It is a red flag that you need to pay attention to. Please do not ignore it. There are early signs also that take place that we often ignore concerning a red flag. And that one is the emotional red flag. The emotional red flag is when someone overdoes things like, I love you, I love you, I miss you, I miss you. They may text you several times during the day. They may call you several times during the day. Whenever you're back in each other's presence, they may decide to grab you by the arm, trying to show you affection, but that's not affection, it's abuse. They may grab you by the neck and decide that that's the way they're going to kiss you to express their love to you. That is a red flag. The next red flag is isolation. This is red flag number 10. Isolation. They only want to be with you. And while this might sound flattering, they also encourage you to cut ties off with family and friends. This is a red flag. Red flag number 11, smothering. Smothering. If they constantly put you or others down, even if they just pretend to be joking, it is a red flag. If they leave you in a public place, I've had this happen to me with my husband. They may even shout out loud to just get the attention on them, to make you look like you're crazy. They may even put you out of the car on the side of the road. You know, they may leave you in the mall. They may walk out at the dinner table. I remember my husband walked out at the dinner table when we were going through a divorce, and he thought that he was going to embarrass me, but he did not embarrass me. If you are a woman that is experiencing this, then you need to get out of this relationship. It is a red flag. If they leave you in public, if they scream, wherever they may leave you stranded, this is called abandonment and rejection. There is a spirit of abandonment and rejection. This is a highly dangerous red flag that could lead to physical as well as abusive and unstable emotional abusive relationship. The next one, if they work all the time, if they work, if their job takes precedence over your time together and they do not hesitate to take a day off, this is a red flag. It is a red flag. If they always avoid and seem selfish about important subjects that matter to you, and let's say that they refuse to discuss important issues with you, this is a red flag. They may also be selfish if the plans you make with them only involve what they want to do and they always get their way. If they always get their way. The next one, affection. If they are withholding affection from you, we were created by God to have God's spirit of love. And so if this person is withholding hugs and kisses from you, then this is a red flag. If they do it occasionally, it's still a red flag, and you want to ask that they grow up in a home where their parents were affectionate towards them. The next red flag, if they are rude or dismissive to your closest family, friends, your family members, your coworkers, your friends, this is a red flag. If you're never good enough, this is another red flag. This is one of the popular ones. If you're never good enough, if they're always trying to change you, this is a red flag. If they're inconsistent in their words and actions, inconsistency might seem innocent at first, but it can become a bit dangerous in the long run. When you need to be accountable to each other in your relationships, you're going to need to be able to trust one. Being inconsistent shows that there's a lack of self-awareness and that they have double standards. This is a negative behavior, and you should watch out for this in the early stages of your relationship. This is a red flag, okay? A toxic person who says one thing and does another, that is a red flag. If they say one thing and they do another, that is a red flag. You want someone that you can trust that has a lack of integrity and consistency. You don't want the person to be manipulative, okay? If you give them the benefit of the doubt, they will take advantage of you and they will overstep your boundaries. Number 20, if they refuse to apologize or compromise, it is a major red flag. If you're in a relationship and the person refuses to apologize or compromise or admit that they are wrong, a person who always wants things to go their way is a very selfish person who cannot consider other people's feelings. This is not good. Knowing how to identify the red flags is extremely important in the beginning. It is extremely important. The good news is that all you have to do to know someone and to know if this is the right person for you, just listen. Listen to their words. Listen to their actions. Listen to their physical body, the way they're moving, when you start asking these questions about the red flag. Also, when you're looking for a red flag, you want to make sure that this red flag does not lead to unhappiness. If it leads to being depressed and insecure, it's a toxic relationship. Remember to pray and trust God because He has all of your answers. Thank you so much. God bless you.